Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is truly and mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has things to say to us. And all who have ears to hear can be activated by the words of the Holy Spirit. One of the greatest things we can give God that's far more important than any amount of money or our time is our attention. If we give God our attention, He can show us how to get the most out of our lives. And He can show us how to be a blessing every day, even in the minute things that people take for granted. And it's so easy to take the living things for granted. What if all of our words was unto life? What if we encouraged the people in our innermost circles, the people we're around every day? What if we were a blessing by the Holy Spirit? What if we operated according to His standards in every case, not just every now and then, not just hit and miss? What if it was our standard? What if it became our standard to do what blesses only? All these things are possible, and they'll add up to, they will cause things to multiply. It will be unusual. It will be according to the light of God's word. It will be salt. It will be a blessing. Light and salt. Example and preservation. Every form of encouragement. Every form of encouragement is in the light of God's word. And it will work to preserve what's not. It will work to preserve people that would normally perish. There are people out there, they will live because we operated according to God's perfect word. We may not be perfect in the sense that people measure perfection, but we will become the living will of God from glory to glory. And we do it faster when we cooperate with the things of life, the things of the way of blessing. God loves us. He has great things in store for us. He's going to bless us in every way. His counsel is perfect. And all we have to do is receive it. If we don't receive it, we can't act on it. If we don't act on it, we won't know it. See, learning comes in stages. Hearing the word gets your attention. When you give God your attention, And you get an understanding. You hear the word, it captures your attention. You know it's God. But you're trying to get a grip on it. You're trying to understand it for use. That takes dedication. You hear things, you know it will work. But remember, when people are introduced to the light, it can be very overwhelming. Whether it's the presence of God, or living the word of God. When you're introduced to revelation, it's kind of shocking. Your mind has to catch up to it sometimes. It's like a computer having to reboot itself. Sometimes the Lord will say things, I have to go sit down and just consider it and think a while. It's good. It's healthy. Now, in the last broadcast and in the previous broadcast before that, I made some statements. And I wanted to touch on a few things because of it. And I still agree with everything I said is true. But you can't go by how people recall. That doesn't mean that they didn't hear it. When you give people the Word of God, what will hinder them from receiving is what they already know, or what they think is already true. And then you'll show, if people have talked negative, they were around negative speech for a long time, like you just can't win. People to say things like, if it's my luck, it just won't work out. They say my luck and this and that. And it's just, you know that luck has nothing to do with it. You have to make statements of faith and stick with it. And if you do, you will prosper. Learning to speak life when people come out of negativity, that can be, that's a heavy challenge against them. The way that they think is a challenge. And some people, because they were groomed wrong, they speak wrong and they believe wrong. But God loves them and they're very valuable to them, to Him. And because I learned God's ways, every soul is very valuable to me. I don't get offended at people when they don't receive things that I have to say. But sometimes the things of God can be so unique and different that people don't always welcome it. They don't know how to. It's culture shock. And I understand that. And people can respond negatively. But love them anyway. The love of God don't change. That's the thing. People will do negative. They will speak negative. They will reject the light. But if they were taught the light ahead of time when they were young and receptive, they would welcome what you're saying. And you have to give people room to be wrong. And you have to give them the light, because when the light exposes everything and all things for what they truly are. And most people, they would love God's word. They would love it, and they would desire it, and they would welcome it if they would begin to receive it. And the Lord is patient. He knows, the Holy Spirit knows how to work those minute details out. Live the life anyway. Speak the word anyway. Be bold anyway. Be brave anyway. Be courageous anyway. Do the things that other people won't do. See, the healing process that's in your life, it's ever increasing. And it will always be ever increasing. And it's supposed to be ever increasing. And it makes waves. That's why Jesus said, let your light shine. Don't hide it under a bushel. Because you're making waves. You're causing divisions. Healthy divisions. God chose the light, rejected darkness. Some people will speak negatively, but they'll leave your presence and they'll go back to their old ways. And they can't get what you said off their mind, and they'll come back. And because their heart desires more, but their mind is in conflict. And you got to understand that they're going to act like their heart wants more knowledge and their mind is in conflict. So while their mind is in conflict, they may say some abusive things. They may say negative things. They may try to prove negative points. But they keep coming back because their heart wants more. What you've done, you've started something. You struck a match in their heart. And everybody's heart will gravitate to the knowledge of God. Now, the people that get offended and angry, if they reject it from the heart, they're not coming back to talk to you. They will slander you. They will avoid you because the light, they can't do anything about the light. They may want to, but they can't. The light is the light. The Lord sent me to a various array of churches, different thought patterns. He sent me to people with a word saying, follow Him. I said, Lord, what about the doctrinal differences? I know there's so many of them. And He said, their light cannot instruct your darkness. I mean, they said their darkness, I'm sorry, I had it backwards. Forgive me. Their darkness cannot instruct your light. And I received that. I believe what He said. And it was just like He said, their darkness, when they believe wrong, and I did what God told me, they didn't welcome it, but they couldn't argue against it. They had no argument. See, the Word of God, when you live it, it makes its own case. You don't have to make a case for God's Word. The Word of God makes its own case. Light makes its own case. We're just couriers of it. We carry the light to people just by living right, doing right. The abundance of the heart, the mouth, what speaks? A man that loves his wife and loves his family, it's going to come out of his mouth. The devotion he has for his wife and his family is going to come out of his mouth. At work, at school, at home, at church, at the golf course, at the lake house, at the hunting club. See, when you love your people, you act like you love, that devotion comes out of your mouth. You talk about the funny things they did and the things they said. When other people are on the verge of cheating on their wives, but you love your wife, you're devoted. And eventually they're going to wish they had what you got. And the negative upbringing or the things that they haven't learned yet, they're going to start desiring. They're going to realize it's not working for me. And when they get in a crisis, which they will, they're going to come talk to the person that have earned that trust. You can't earn people's trust trying to blend in. You might as well get over it. Now, that can be a challenge all by itself. I felt the same challenge. Sometimes I had the bravery, sometimes I didn't. Sometimes I had the courage, sometimes I didn't. But I had to learn to reject those failures and speak the word anyway and do what's right anyway. And stand on the word. And I found out it's not that bad. It's not according to the voice of the challenge or the lack of bravery. Those are lies. The fears, every fear has no foundation. It's nameless. It's without foundation. It's not true. When God sends me to give a word to people, it's personal. And I have to tell them this word, and I can't look at how they might feel. I have to look at what God said. When you do what God say do, it works. God knows whether you've earned their trust or not. He knows when to send you and when not to. He knows what they can receive, and sometimes you're the order of the day. And when that happens, my friend, be all about it, because God, you become an extension of Jesus Christ, the heart of God. The Holy Spirit will be with you, and you'll say it the way He wants you to. Your emotions can cause interference. That's true. You may be nervous. You may not get it quite right, but God knows how they can receive it. But the essence of the word, they'll receive it. If God sent you, and most of the time they will come to a point where they thank you for it. And in your words may challenge them. That's all right. That's what light does. Just get over it. Enjoy the process. Enjoy the ride. Do what God say do. You can be the key ingredient in somebody's life. It's all right. The healing process in you, even the most negative people, they'll see a healing process that they can learn from. See, vision can charge the heart, just like reading the word and hearing the word can charge the heart. You can read the word of God and it'll charge your heart. You'll begin to hunger for it. You'll have stability to stand on. Well, when people live the life of God in your sight, it can charge your heart too. And when people keep doing what's right and rejecting what's wrong, it can charge people's heart, even people that won't read the Bible. But the love of the world is wickedness. And our faith always overcomes the world. Also, we have to believe in our people. We have to believe in the things that God has done. Believe in what God said. Take Him at His word. Believe Him. Have faith in your people. You see, faith Faith works by love. Without love, your faith won't work. In every relationship, hear me good, if you have love for your people, you're inspired to have faith towards your people. When there's love, there's faith. In every relationship, it's vitally important to believe in your people. I taught my son, don't be so fast to believe the worst about people. People need you to know that they can. The word of God suggests that your life can recover. The word of God exposes to you that God is for you and he's with you. God put a lot of effort into every soul being blessed by him. Many times people want everything to just fall in place, but with people, it takes time. That's why God made us the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Some people are rescued over time. And as long as you're providing the light, let's say on your job, and a person is almost on the verge of being saved, but they do sloppy work, the Lord will cover that business and cause the managers to not fire them. And the Lord, but to keep them around you, the Lord will go out of his way to get to people. Sometimes the wrong people are hired, you know, in our eyes, but they become great employees over time. Sometimes it's not just man, it's the work of God. God is helping people heal. And then the Lord will bless you. He will bless the whole platform, the whole business, or the whole school just to get to the people he's after. See, everybody won't go to church, but we go to church and we carry the church back to our jobs, back to our schools, back to our facilities. They may have tried to kick prayer out of school, but nobody really got that done unless the Christians stopped praying there. See, you can't just focus on one loss. Nothing's lost in the kingdom of God. There are battles that we could have won, but the great battle is not over. God has so many millions of ways to get the point across. And he'll use, even though people have done things, he'll use different platforms to get different things accomplished. Some people made so much money, they decided to go out of business, and God will turn their heart and they'll stay in business so that God can supply his people. And instead of going out of business, he'll cause them to sell it. God, see, if you're looking at man only, you're going to be very sad. But when you look at what the Holy Spirit can accomplish and you learn to govern your life according to his word, you can steer things in the right way. Some Christians, they walk by sight instead of faith. And they go against the prompting of the Holy Spirit because they're so used to doing things that way. And they make cross choices. They make choices that they shouldn't make that cost them so much. Anytime you get in pride, you're about to make a bad decision. Whatever decision you make, especially major ones, make sure that is not for prideful reasons. Whatever you do for God, make sure that it's not because of pride. Now do the assignment. Make it happen. Change the motive. Don't stop doing the work of God. Just change the motive. Make sure that it's out of love. Make sure that it's in God's strategy. By doing that, you're just obeying God. And you're obeying him on time. The only way to stay in the strategy of God is to obey him on time. Don't do your own will and you know God said do something else. Don't get in the boat to go west when God told you to go east, just like Jonah did. You know, God prepared a fish to get Jonah back on track and in time. He did several miracles just to get him back to Nineveh because he knew that the people would repent. Now the Lord is doing that now. And I know what I'm talking about. I know what he's told me. the rapture's about to happen. But he even told me that when the right, he's saving people for people. There are people that people started taking the rapture dream serious, and they started governing their lives and praying for their people, knowing that it's so close. Because God has many men of God that don't compromise speaking his word. Some agree that the rapture is pre-tribulation. Some believe it's post-tribulation. And some people of God believe there won't be a rapture. Jesus just returned. But that's not the problem. As long as they believe on Jesus Christ, they're in the kingdom of God. And some people are just wrong. There's nothing new. People are going to teach wrong. They'll have to give an account before God. Hopefully they won't lose their soul. I don't think that, you know, God is going to do this the right way. One thing that we all need to understand, the Lord will not do anything unwise. I see the wisdom in a pre-tribulation rapture. But God is going to, whatever God do, it's going to be perfect. And it's going to be what should happen. All the sowing and reaping is going to be in the estimate. God, it's going to be just. It's going to be perfect. When we stand before him in his presence, we'll understand whatever he did it the way it should have been done. And many people are going to have to just repent. They'll say, oh, I was wrong. But see, if you look at the Holy Spirit, if you pay more attention to him and the word of God, you won't get in a ditch. And you won't go out on a tangent. Many people have gotten off on a tangent. It's possible to get off on a tangent. So what I do, this is a little side road. I said, I didn't, if you're deceived, you don't know it. So I rely on God for everything else. I said, Lord, whatever area that I'm deceived, I need you to correct me. Please correct me. Help me make the right choices so I can represent you. I don't need to be off on a tangent about anything. I said, if I'm wrong, help me see it. I'll be adjustable. And I studied the word. And I just let the word minister to me. And I believe what it's saying. And the Holy Spirit is the one who put things together and give me dreams and visions. And then I ask for confirmation. It's good to ask for confirmations. And he'll confirm his word. He always will. As long as you're in faith, he will confirm it. You don't have to go around asking people what they think. He will cause the right people to say the right thing at the right time for the right reason. And sometimes it's just a piece of the puzzle you haven't seen. And you have to reform your opinion. And God understands we have to do that. The Bible said we know in part, so that means, guess what? We know in part. And guess what else? If you know in part, you're going to lack knowledge in part. If you knew everything, you wouldn't know in part. And we're growing from glory to glory. And we're just a few minutes old. See, a day with the Lord is 1,000 years. Most of us are under 100. That's anointed and doing God's work. So mistakes will be made. Opinions will be taught. But there's a sin under death and there's a sin not under death. So I don't strain out a net and swallow a camel just because somebody may disagree with me. But the love of God suggests that if I live the light, people will see it and they'll make some adjustments. They don't have a lifetime to make every adjustment. But that God can use us with the knowledge we have. And sometimes the people that people would have discounted because of their age, race, gender, or you know, they may be too young in their opinion or too old. They may be old-fashioned. They may think they're new. You know, they're too young to have this kind of information. But remember, all knowledge comes from God. And some people have the ability, because of what they sought God about, to learn things from the Holy Spirit. And whatever the Holy Spirit says is as good as new. It's perfect. It's old knowledge. You can find it in the Bible. It's biblical. And it's right. It doesn't matter how old or young they are. When people meet people, they don't know their history. They don't know what they've gone through. in life. Some people had to raise their children while they were children. They had their parents were on drugs and they would get drunk, and they had to start early. And they didn't know what to do, and they prayed, and God helped them. God gave them jobs by their faith. They may be 20 years old, but they may have been in the workforce since they were 15, and they may be very responsible. And then you look at your 20-year-old, and you can't get them off the couch, but this 20-year-old is doing what a 35-year-old would do. And you can't know that just by one meeting, unless they tell you. So when the Lord give people wisdom, just, you know it's God because it's right. It bears witness with the innermost heart of you. It bears witness with the Holy Spirit. And the Lord loves to take what's not and make what is. He loves to take people that look simple and pour wisdom out of their mouth to confound the wise. And he does it for a reason, a good one. Because only those who are sincere will hear God out and give God their attention. Some people brag about how much they tithe or how much offerings they give or how many ministries they started, and God don't have their attention. And a lot of their works will burn because they did it from the wrong motive. I thank God for every work that gets people saved, but you'll be rewarded based on your motive. Remember that. It's important. And the things of God are so wonderful. Just don't get in pride over it. It's normal for you to do a handiwork of God. It's your heritage. And it's also a grace. Every calling is a grace. Did I deserve to be called to the ministry? I don't think so. Well, did I deserve to be an apostle? When God revealed that to me, man, I thought I was tripping. I said, this can't, how? Why? My life is already complicated. Now I got to tell people that. And I see, he used me in that office, and then he revealed it to me. And I couldn't argue with it. I knew he was telling the truth. I wasn't excited about it. I felt like my life was already very complicated. And it wasn't like, and things did not go the way I desired it to go. And nothing really went like I planned it to go. And I even had troubles prospering. But God made the difference. And he always will. He always have. Many amazing things have happened. And I stuck with the plan of God. I didn't buck the system. I started paying attention to him. And I had to give God my attention just for my own sake. And then I got curious. I said, the Lord got me doing things that others don't do. I said, I want to see what would happen if a man would just obey everything God gave him. I said earlier, what if all of your words were encouraging? What if every message was by the Holy Spirit? What if all of your motives were perfect towards God? These are things, if you want these things to be true in your life, it's a confessional way. Start talking it by faith and expecting it. And you'll have it, my friend. I receive every adjustment I need to make. And like when I was talking about deception, I said, Lord, please bless me not to be deceived in any area. I hear you talking, and I know the devil will talk in your to confuse me, and I'm not perfect. So I want you to help me come out of every form of deception. Help me do all that's in your heart. And I confess all the time, every day, that I will do all that's in his heart. It's my confession. It's my praise. It's true. It's the word of God. It's my desire that I will do all that's in his heart. And it helps my voice go softer. And it makes God's voice much louder in my ears. See, a problem can be big in your sight, but you want God to remain big in your sight, and the problems to be as they are, small. Every problem is very simple for God to fix. And he'll use you in your faith and your actions to do it. He'll show you how to kill every problem you have. I don't mean just make it go away for a while. I don't mean to just get the pressure off. I'm talking killing it. God can help you kill every evil problem to the point that it can't come back. That's why we must believe in our people. Believe in your children. Believe the best. Believe God's word. Believe what he said. Act like they can win. Treat them like they're winners. Never call your child a loser, foolish, or anything out of the confines of God's word. Pray God's word over them. Speak God's word over them. And when they fail, that's when they need you the most. Build them up by God's word. If you do these things, my friend, you will see what the old preacher's talking about. And they will heal, they will grow, they will be blessed. You will be blessed. You will see what can happen if you only obey the Lord. Your prayers avail much. Jesus is the high priest. And you can go forward and stop doing the wrong things and stop speaking wrong and acting.